شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فنكمل القراءة من كتاب رياض الصالحين على بركة الله.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by saying part of the Khutbat al-Haja, which is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin his speeches with, whereby he said, "Verily all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger." And then the Shaykh hafizahullah ta'ala proceeded to say that we will continue with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in studying this book, Riyadh al-Salihin. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Yaqul musannif Abu Zakaria Yahya ibn Sharaf al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala في كتابه رياض الصالحين باب فضل الرجاء. قال الله تعالى: إخبار عن العبد الصالح وأفوض أمري إلى الله.
إن في البداية قال باب الرجاء، الآن فضل الرجاء.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى was reminding us that the previous chapter was entitled the chapter of الرجاء, and now this title, or the title of this chapter, is the chapter of the fadl, or the merit of al-raja.
وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ أي أَلْجَأْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ مَنْ يُصَلِّكُ
مَنْ trusts his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best one whom the affairs are entrusted with.
قبل أن أنسى هناك واجب.
Shaykh Abdullah Allah Ta'ala stated that before he forgets, there was a homework assignment from last week's lesson.
هنا أحد الأخوة جعل مكفرات الذنوب بهذه الطريقة الجميلة فيها اختصار.
One of the brothers summarized it as a diagram, as the Shaykh indicated. And for those of you who were not here last,
ذكر 14 قسما.
كم شيء؟
ذكرنا 14.
The brother who submitted this assignment, he mentioned 14, and the homework assignment was list those things that are expiation, where there's proof that they are expiation for sins.
هناك بعض الأخوة أرسل باليمين وصل بعضهم أرسل بالوسط.
There are also brothers who sent.
جميل.
There are also brothers who sent the homework assignment via email.
وين عبد الله؟ عبد العزيز، ابن عزيز تابع بس هذا لا محمد خالد خالد وحمزة أيضا أرسل. وين بحثك يا دكتور؟ وين بحثك؟ موجود؟ عبد الله وين بحثك؟ بحثك ما سويت؟ مخصوم عليكم درجات. قلت لي ما سويت مخصوم عليكم درجات.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى said those brothers that didn't do the homework assignment, you will have points taken away from you.
ممكن يصير لكم ده. ها؟ كذا؟ بس ما يقدر. ما يقدر احبكم. احنا صاحب البحث له.
ارحمنا.
ها؟ بارك الله فيك. سيد عثمان بارك الله فيك. تمام. فيه ايضا اضف له مور احمد ابو يوسف بارك الله فيك. محمد خالد أحسنت. أبو يوسف محمد وليد أحسنت. أنا أرجعت المخطوط اللي كاتب حفاظا على كتابته، خليت المطبوع بطلع عليه ما مكتوبة فنظرت لها، بارك الله فيكم. والكفارات كثيرة جدا، كفارات الذنوب كثيرة.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى
كان الإسلام كلها كفارات الذنوب، لا إله إلا الله ما مات عليها دخلت، الصلاة كفارة، الزكاة كفارة، الصيام كفارة، الحج كفارة، كل أركان الإسلام كفارات الذنوب. بافضل الرجاء. نعم.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى he mentioned with regards to the homework assignment that those things that they are proof that have come in the text that they expiate sins, they are numerous. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, he stated that all of the arkan, or the pillars of Islam, are things which expiate sins. وقال رحمه الله تعالى قال الله تعالى إخبارني عن العبد الصالح وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد فوقاه الله سيئات ما مكروا.
هذا فضل الرجاء، أن الله وقاه سيئات ما مكروا لما كان رجاء بالله عظيم.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى stated that the proof in this verse is in the second part where Allah mentions the meaning of and Allah protected him from the evil or shielded him from the evil of what they plotted. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال قال الله عز وجل أنا عندي الظن عبدي بي وأنا معه حيث يذكرني والله الله أفرح بتوبة عبده من أحدكم يجد ضالته بالفلاة ومن تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا ومن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باعا وإذا أقبل إليه يمشي أقبلت إليه وهرول. متفق عليه. وعلى لفظ إحدى روايات مسلم وتقدم شرحه في الباب قبله.
وهذا من فضل الله عز وجل، أن كل من أقبل على الله فإن الله يقبل عليه، وبقدر ما تكون مسارعا في الخيرات إلى الله بقدرها يكون لك مسارعة بالتوبة لك من الله عز وجل. وكل ما ذكر من هذه الصفات هي على ما هي عليه، نؤمن بها. نعم.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى stated that what is comprised in this hadith is the fadl or the merit and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that as one or in regards to the amount in which one seeks to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah approaches him with more than what the individual puts forth. And then the Shaykh Habib Allah ta'ala mentioned an important point, and it is that the attributes of Allah azza wa jalla mentioned in this hadith, we believe in them according to their outward mean. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل موته بثلاثة أيام يقول لا يمتن أحدكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله عز وجل. رواه مسلم.
هذا الواجب على العبد، أن يحسن الظن بالله.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah تعالى stated that this is what is obligatory upon the servant, is that he holds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best estimation, or he has good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فهو بين الخوف والرجاء.
And the individual is between having khawf, fear of Allah's punishment, and a raja, hoping for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward.
في حال أمنه وقوته وسلامته يخاف، وفي حال إدراكه ومرضه يحسن الظن.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that when the individual is in a state of being strong and having his good health, that he gives precedence to al-khawf. And when the individual is sick and may not be able to carry out certain actions, then he gives precedence to what is called raja, or having hope for the reward and the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: قال الله تعالى: يا ابن آدم، إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. يا ابن آدم، لو بلغت ذنوبك عناء السماء ثم استغفرتني. لو بلغت ذنوبك عناء السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي. يا ابن آدم، إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لا أتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
وهذا لا شك من فضل التوحيد
أن الشيخ حفظ
الله عطاء جزيل.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى سيدنا مثلا داوت This hadith signifies the fadl or the bounty or the merit of Tawheed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is wide and very expansive.
ولذلك مهما كانت هذه الذنوب ضخامتها فهي لا يتعاظم شيء على الله. إذا استغفر العبد وكان راجيا لرحمة ربه فتوبة هذا العبد ومغفرة الله له وحسن ظنه بالله عز وجل الله عطاءه أجل وأوفى وأكرم.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that no matter how great or how immense sins may be, if the individual makes repentance and he asks Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah, nothing or no sin is too great for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to forgive, provided that the individual makes tawbah and he asks istighfar or he asks Allah for forgiveness. That nothing is too great for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to forgive.
العبد يتأرجح ما بين الخوف والرجاء.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual, the servant, is between having the khawf and having the raja. وقال رحمه الله تعالى: باب الجمع بين الخوف والرجاء. اعلم أن المختار للعبد في حال صحته أن يكون خائفا راجيا ويكون خوفه ورجاؤه سواء، وفي حال المرض يمحض الرجاء. وقواعد الشرع من نصوص الكتاب والسنة وغير ذلك متظاهرة على ذلك. قال الله تعالى: فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون.
فلذلك يخاف من مكر الله.
And because of this, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said with regards to the first verse that because of the makr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. And that the individual is quick or hasty in making repentance and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not continue upon a certain sin. وقال تعالى: إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون.
كذلك اليأس لا ييأس.
And likewise, the individual, he does not despair from Allah سبحانه وتعالى's mercy.
واليأس نوع من القنوط.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this Arabic word yes, it also means قنوط, or when the individual has this despair, or he has given up because he has despaired from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness.
ولذلك نادى الله عز وجل قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of the verse whereby Allah states the meaning of, O my servants, do not despair. O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال تعالى: يوم تبيض وجوههم وتسود وجوههم.
نسأل الله أن يجعلنا ممن ابيضت وجوههم ونعوذ بالله من حال من اسودت وجوههم. اللهم أعنا على فعل ما يبيض الوجه واصرفنا عن كل فعل أو قول يسود الوجه.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated with regards to this verse, he made a supplication that Allah make us from amongst those individuals who Allah makes their faces white and radiate their faces on the day of judgment, and that Allah protect us from being of those people who Allah blackens or darkens their face on the day of judgment.
يقول ابن عباس
رضي الله عنهما with regards to this verse,
كما ذكر ذلك عنه ابن كثير وأيضا قبله ابن جرير الطبري التفسير.
أن علماء التفسير like ابن كثير أن الطبري إن التفسير they mention with regards to this verse.
في قوله تعالى تبيض وجوه تسود وجوه.
With regards to those people whose faces Allah will radiate and those people who Allah will darken or blacken their faces on the day of judgment.
قال يوم تبيض وجوه أهل السنة والائتلاف وتسود وجوه أهل البدعة والاختلاف.
Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma with regards to the tafsir of this verse, he stated that those people who will have their faces radiated on the day of judgment, they are the people of Ahl al-Sunnati wal-Ittilaf, يعني those people who are amongst the Sunnah and coming together upon the Sunnah. And those people who will have their faces blackened, they are the people of Ahl al-Bid'ah, the people of innovation and ikhtilaf. Those people of the innovation or innovations in the religion, and the people of ikhtilaf or differing, and those who cause differing.
وهنا يظهر استعمال كلمة أهل السنة.
And here the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is proof for the possibility of using the word of أهل السنة, the people of Sunnah, and أهل البدع or the people of بدع.
وأيضا يظهر هنا أهل السنة والجماعة عندما قال أهل السنة والائتلاف.
And also it shows the legitimacy of saying أهل السنة والجماعة, the people of Sunnah and Jama'ah coming together, as Ibn Abbas, the word he used was ittilaf, which means to come together, which is a synonym for the word
Jama'ah. And
also, during the time of Hassan, when he relegated the rule from Muawiyah, that year was called the year of al-Jama'ah, or the year of coming together. It shows that these words were used, that there is a salaf or an establishment, a precedent for using these words. وقال تعالى إن ربك لسريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم.
اجتماع الأمرين العقوبة فيخافها العبد والمغفرة فيرجوها العبد.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in this verse there are two things. The first part of this verse is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he is quick with regards to his punishment, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most merciful. The first part of this verse causes the individual to have khawf. He fears this punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. And at the same time, the individual is hopeful, or he wishes and hopes for the forgiveness and the mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this verse. So this is proof that the individual, he has hope and he has raja, or he has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, and he hopes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and mercy. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ.
أيضا هنا جمع عقوبة الأبرار, عنا جمع جزاء الأبرار وعقوبة الفجار.
And likewise, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what is mentioned in this verse is the meaning of, here is mentioned the reward of the people who are righteous and the recompense for the punishment for the people who transgress and were disobedient.
فهو يرجو جزاء الأبرار ويخاف عقوبة الفجار.
So the individual, upon reading this verse, he hopes and fears the punishment of those who are disobedient. وقال تعالى فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية.
هو يرجو
أن تثقل موازينه بالحسنات فيكون في رضا الرحمن, ويخشى ويخاف أن تخف موازينه من الصالحة فيكون في عقوبة الرحمن.
Likewise, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala
says, هاوية أن النار يهوي بها على رأسه.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that likewise, the individual upon reading these verses about the person whose scales are heavy and the reward that he will be given, the individual hopes to be of this people and hopes for the reward that they have been promised, and at the same time, he fears the punishment of those people whose scales are light as what is mentioned in this verse, is that their recompense is hawiya, which is another word for the hellfire, because the person will be dropped or thrown to the depths of the hellfire upon his head or head first. وقال رحمه الله تعالى والآيات في هذا المعنى كثيرة فيشتمل
طالب الآيات يأتي فيها ذكر الخوف ورجل ذكر الخوف في كل رجل إذا ذكر التوحيد حذر من الشرك وهكذا تأتي الأشياء ذكرت الصلاة ذكر معها الزكاة ذكر في أشياء مذكورة هكذا في القرآن
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that there are numerous verses in the Quran where Raja and Khawf are mentioned or coupled together. Just like there are other things that are mentioned together in the Quran that the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned, like Tawheed and mourning from shirk. Likewise, Salat, it is often coupled with paying the Zakat. So here, these are examples of Khawf and Raja being mentioned together, and the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the verses like this are numerous. فيجتمع الخوف والرجاء في آيتين مقترنتين أو آيات أو آية. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو يعلم المؤمن ما عند الله من العقوبة ما طمع بجنته أحد ولو يعلم الكافر ما عند الله من الرحمة ما قنط من جنته أحد رواه مسلم
ولذلك العبد يخاف
And due to this, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that due to what is mentioned in this hadith, that the individual, the servant, he has this hope or he is afraid.
أن تحل به العقوبة جزاء أفعاله وتقصيره وذنوبه.
He is afraid of this punishment and he is afraid of the recompense of doing bad actions. He is afraid of the recompense of the sins that he has engaged in or he has done.
وهذا الخوف
and this عبادة. And this fear
عبادة.
This fear this having this fear is a form of ibadah it is a form of worship
والناس يختلفون في الخوف من الله
and the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the people are different with regards to the khawf or the fear that they have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
وقد يضعف الإنسان أحيانا
and the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that likewise the individual this khawf he may be weakened with regards to his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes. So, at these certain times, the individual, this khawf that he has, weakens or diminishes. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, he said, or he asked the question, do the limbs engage in that which brings about Allah's anger or wrath?
إذا قل الخوف من الله وقع في معصية.
These limbs they engage in that which is forbidden or that which incurs the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the individual becomes weak with regards to his khawf or with regards to his fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, his eye he may fall short or slip and look at that which is not permissible. Or he may listen to that which is not permissible. Or his limbs may engage in that which is not permissible. And his private parts may engage in that which is not permissible and they may transgress. And for example, the individual, his feet may lead him to that or he may use his feet to engage in that which is impermissible. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that when does the individual's limbs, when do they approach ma'asiyah or disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the individual's fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes weakened or diminishes. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the opposite is also true. If the individual, if his khawf or if his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases, then this is a reason or this is something, a motivation for the individual or a cause for him this is a cause, this khawf or this fear that he has is a reason for him to be cognizant of what he says so he avoids those things which are impermissible. Cognizant of what he looks at, so he avoids looking at those things which are impermissible. he is cognizant of what he uses his limbs for, so he doesn't engage in those things or those actions which are impermissible with regards to all of his faculties. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that with this, the individual, he strives against his desires, he strives against himself with regards to avoiding those things which Allah has prohibited.
كلنا ذاك الرجل الذي يخطئ.
أن الشيخ
الأقوى هكذا العام في جهات.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that all of us represent that servant who makes mistakes. So the individual, he may make a mistake with regards to what he says or what he looks at or what he listens to or what he does. All of us make mistakes.
ولكن المؤشر أن تعرفه من نفسك.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that however the signal of where you stand, يعني all of us are knowledgeable about our own personal circumstances with regards to that.
وهذا يتضح منك إذا أحجمت أو إذا هجمت.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this becomes apparent if with regards to those prohibited actions you are one who restrains himself or you are one who lets himself go and engages in those forbidden actions.
أو إذا أقبلت أو إذا أدبرت.
Or if you approach or if you disengage and leave off those impermissible things.
بما أمرت به أو ما نهيت عنه.
With regards to those commands that you have been commanded with, and with regards to those prohibitions which you have been prohibited from.
فإياك.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is warning you all.
أن تفقد حيث أمرت.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that beware that you are missing with regards to what you have been commanded to carry out, meaning that you have not carried it out.
Yeah.
And likewise, be aware or beware of. Beware or be cautious from finding yourself in situations or circumstances in which you have been prohibited from engaging in. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is the jihad of today. This is the strife that the individual engages in today.
هذا الجهاد اليومي.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is the daily jihad. Not the jihad of today, but the daily jihad that the individual engages in on a daily basis.
فهو مجاهد نفسه والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. فهذا مجاهدة يومية، يجاهد نفسه بفعل الطاعات والصبر عليها وترك المعاصي والمنكرات والصبر على فرحها. ما هو المجاهد والعبد مبتل يبلوكم ايكم احسن عمل. الحياه هذه كلها جهاد.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is the daily jihad that the individual strives against his soul with regards to. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned the verse that the meaning of what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala stated, those who strive in our path, we will guide them, and verily Allah is with those who do good. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is the daily struggle that the individual is engaged in, carrying out those things which he has been commanded and avoiding those things which he has been prohibited. As Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Mulk that he will test those individuals to see who is the best in action. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is a daily struggle and this is the jihad that the individual will constantly find himself struggling with regards to carrying out those things which he has been commanded and avoiding those things which he has been prohibited. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا وضعت الجنازة واحتملها الناس أو الرجال على أعناقهم فإن كانت صالحة قالت قدموني وإن كانت غير صالحة قالت يا ويلها أين تذهبون بها يسمع صوتها كل شيء إلا الإنسان ولو سمعه صعق. رواه البخاري.
صعقة. هذا يجعل ينتبه لما هو يعلم ما بينه وبين ربه ولا يلتفت لما يظل الناس.
The Shaykh
يعني لا تبتر بدناء الناس عليك أن تعرف أسرارك مع الله.
The Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala stated that what this hadith, what is derived from this hadith is that the individual, he gives due importance to that which he knows exists between him and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that he does not give importance to other people or what may be apparent to the people. Rather, he knows his circumstance and what exists between him and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
حاول أن تعتني بسريرتك مع الله حتى توفق. نسأل الله يعيننا على أنفسنا. ولذلك من دعاء صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. فاستعن بالله ومن استعان بالله كان الله بعون.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala stated that due to this fact, the individual or it is incumbent upon all of us to give due importance to that which is hidden and that it only exists between the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nobody knows about these actions except the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual should strive to rectify that which is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الجنة أقرب إلى أحدكم من شراك نعله والنار مثل ذلك رواه البخاري.
يعني أبذل دائما.
The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى stated that due to the fact that what is mentioned in this hadith that paradise is closer to one of you than the strap of his sandal, it causes the individual to put forth actions and to act.
وحد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا.
And that the individual, he is upon tawheed and that he does not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
تبع ولا تبتدع.
That the individual, he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that he does not innovate.
عم أرضي ترك مصافقه أنت من الجنة.
Do those actions which bring about Allah's pleasure and avoid those actions which incur or bring about His wrath and anger, and you will be from the people from the people of Jannah, inshallah. That the individual, what is mentioned in this hadith, that paradise is closer to one of you than the strap of his sandals.
أجل حذاءه ولا هذا قريب الجنة. عمل صالح تموت عليه من الجنة. اعمل شرك تموت عليه من النار.
The Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala stated that paradise is closer to one of you than the strap of his sandals. Do the action of the people of paradise and be from amongst the people of paradise. And if the individual engages in shirk, then this individual will be from the people of the hellfire.
وما مات وهو يشرك بالله شيئا دخل النار. وما مات وهو لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة.
The Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala is mentioned in the hadith and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the individual who dies upon or he associates anything, whether it be large or small, anything with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then he will be from amongst the people of the hellfire. And that the individual, he is to be upon Tawheed and die upon Tawheed, meaning that he does not associate anything with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب فضل البكاء من خشية الله تعالى والشوق إليه.
قال الله
تعالى ويخرون للأذقان يبكون ويزيدهم خشوعا. وقال تعالى أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون وتضحكون ولا تبكون.
البكاء.
The Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala is saying that crying is a condition that affects the individual and his body becomes calm or relaxed and his heart becomes affected and due to this effect his eyes shed tears.
خرج صوت.
And it may be a situation where the individual loses himself and he cries to the extent that sound comes out.
والبكاء أنواع.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala stated that crying is of different types.
هناك بكاء الحزن.
That there is crying due to sadness.
على فراق.
Sad is due to al-firaq, or leaving something or someone.
Firaq qadeem.
For example, the person loses a relative.
Walideen, awlad, zawja,
son. Parents. Parents, a spouse, children.
عدة أشياء فقدها من الناس بكى.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave several examples of relatives that a person may lose and due to this firaq or him losing this loved one or relative, this individual becomes sad.
وأن يكون هذا البكاء في الحد الطبيعي يعني البكاء الطبيعي.
And this individual he cries upon this loss and this is natural or he cries a natural cry. This is طبيعي or what is natural.
متى يكون هذا البكاء ممنوع وغير مشروع؟
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that when does this crying reach the extent of becoming impermissible or forbidden?
إذا علت فيه الأصوات.
If the individual raises his voice.
وشقت فيه الجيوب.
And the individual begins to rip his clothing or rip the sides of his clothing.
وشد معه الشعر.
Or the individual begins pulling out his hair. Or the individual begins slapping his face and slapping his cheeks. This brings the individual to the extent or takes him to the extent of not being pleased or showing displeasure with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed.
وهناك نوع من البكاء يغلب الإنسان في لحظات الفرح.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the second category is crying, which affects the individual when he has or when he experiences extreme happiness. And it is said that that an individual may cry due to his happiness. And also there is from the categories of crying, the third one. And it is the crying which is a form of worship. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is a light sound which comes from the or emanates from the chest. And the individual feels this effect on his heart. It captures the heart or encompasses the heart. And due to this fact, the individual sheds tears. And the individual, it may be a situation where he cries, but there are no tears. He sheds no tears. Or it may be a situation where the individual sheds tears, but there is no sound which emanates from his crying.
أما ما يقع من بعض الناس من هذا الصياح أو هذا الصعق ربما يبطل الصلاة.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the individual, what happens with some people, when they begin to scream or they emanate this very loud sound due to their crying or sa'ak, when the individual falls down due to this crying, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it may reach such an extreme that the individual nullifies his salah. The Prophet would cry in prayer and this crying could be heard. But how is it heard?
كأزيز المرجل.
It comes in the hadith.
كأزيز المرجل. صوت فوح قدر شيء على النار.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it was a light sound like something which was boiling on a pot, like a small boiling sound, like a hum. It's a small, a light sound which emanates from the chest.
أما ما يقع في بعض المساجد خلف بعض القراء الجهلة فتجد صوته بكاء خاصة في الدعاء.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what we frequently hear or what we sometimes hear, for example, from the reciters, those who pray behind the well-known reciters, that you find the individual, he's crying to the extent that he's almost screaming with his crying, especially when the imam is making dua.
هذا يخشى على صاحبه أن يبطل صلاته.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is fit for the individual who engages in this form of crying to the extent of screaming, that the individual is fit that this individual has actually nullified or will nullify his prayer.
عموما يخفي الإنسان بقدر ما يستطيع بكاء حتى لا يراه وكان بعض السلف.
للشيخ
إذا أتى من أتاه وهو يبكي وهو لا يعلم عمن أتاه يخفي نفسه كأنما هو زكام أو كأنما هو شيء وأحيانا يغلبه فهذا شيء خارج عن إرادته لا يقصد به الرياء.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that in a general sense, or the general understanding, is that the individual, he is to try to hide this crime or conceal this crime as much as he is able. And it may be a situation where the individual, he cannot, he loses himself, and this is not to be considered from riya. But the general understanding is that the individual tries to conceal this as much as possible, so much so that it has been narrated from some of the Salaf, that if they were found crying, that they were trying to hide the fact that they were crying by saying that, trying to act like it was a cold, or that they had just sneezed, or that they were suffering from something else which caused them to cry, and not crying out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or as a form of worship. So they would try to conceal it as much as possible. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what the individual is busy with, it may encompass the individual's heart or preoccupy the person's heart. Those things that The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that due to the fact that individuals may be busy with what the dunya requires from them in terms of gathering wealth, in terms of being busy with child rearing, in terms of being busy with work or farming, or those things from the worldly life which occupy a person's thought and his heart, it may be a situation where the individual he experiences hardness of the heart due to these things that he is busy with from the dunya.
قد تجد من نفسك اختلاف.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that you may find in yourself اختلاف.
في حالات خشوعك وبكائك.
You may find this اختلاف or differences in yourself with regards to the level of خشوع or the level of fear you have or خشوع you have in your prayer and with regards to خشية as well.
في بداية استقامتك أو شبابك.
You may find a difference from the first time you became religious, and you became religious. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that you may find yourself a difference between the khushu that you have at that time and the khushu you may have now. The individual.
مع كثرة المشاكل ربما تضعف عنده من بداية استقامته أو شبابه من الأول وتكثر به الحياة ولكن ليس البكاء دليل على أنه من أهل النجاح.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to the person's khushu or khawf, this fear which manifests itself in the person's crying, he may find himself different levels from the time he first became religious, the time in his shabab or when he was young, and the time after he became busy with these worldly things. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this buka, or the amount that the individual cries, this is not a sign that the individual is going to be successful. It is not the only sign, or it's not a sign that the individual is going to be. It is not a sign of najah, or success in the akhir.
And then, aham shay.
The most important sign or the most important thing?
أن يكون في القلب مهابة من أن لا يقع في منهي أو أن يترك أمر.
The most important thing is that the individual has this fear of engaging in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, and that this individual has this fear of leaving and not carrying out those things or that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded.
كثرة البكاء ليست دليل على صحة طريق المنهج والانتقال.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the frequency of crying or the frequency of one's crying, this is not proof of the correctness of one's aqidah, nor is it proof of the correction of the correctness of one's minhaj or methodology. this is not the sign that these things are correct. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that, he said, how frequent do the Rawafid or the Shia, how frequently do they cry? Those callers to shirk or associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how frequently do they cry? Those individuals who engage in worshipping idols and worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how frequently do we see them cry? These individuals who accuse the family or the wives of the Prophet, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who disparage the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who disparage the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how often do we see them cry? They cry. And the Shaykh Habibullah is saying, how often do we see the Sufis crying? And the people who engage in bid'ah or innovation in religion, how often do we see them cry? The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this cry, it will never benefit you as long as you are associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Crying does not benefit you if you are a person of bid'ah or innovation. Crying does not benefit you if you are on a path other than the path of the Sunnah and other than the path of following the Sunnah. Crying does not benefit you if you follow it up by fujur or disobedience and transgression. So the frequency of crying, this is not the criterion for the correctness of one's methodology or aqidah.
فلا يغركم من تروه يبكي غير على الدين وهو يكفر العلماء والحكام.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that due to this fact, do not be deceived by the person who may be crying, and at the same time, this individual, he makes takfir upon the rulers and the general populace of the Muslims and the scholars.
فما أكثر بكاء الخوارج.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that how frequently do the Khawarij, how frequently do they cry? This does not benefit them. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the frequency of one's crying, this is not the criterion for the correctness of one's belief or minhaj. Even in the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that even one's engaging in affairs of worship is not the criterion for the correctness of one's aqidah or minhaj, as what has come in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated with regards to the Khawarij. At the time of the Sahaba, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that with regards to the Sahaba, he stated to them that you would look at your worship, your prayer, and your recitation of the Quran, and your fasting as being insignificant with regards, or being minimal with regards to the praying and the fasting and the recitation of the Quran of the Khawarij. Yet, the propensity of their worship did not benefit them because they were upon this misguidance. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ علي القرآن قلت يا رسول الله أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل قال إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري فقرأت عليه سورة النساء حتى جئت إلى هذه الآية فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا قال حسبك الآن فالتفت إليه فإذا عيناه تذرفان فإذا عيناه تذرفان متفق عليه.
إذا هذا من مفهوم البكاء لم يسمع صوت لكن لما رفع رأسه فإذا عينه تدمع.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the correct understanding of this buka or this crying, which the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala alluded to earlier, that Ibn Mas'ud, he didn't know that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was crying. Meaning that he didn't hear him crying. He didn't know that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was crying until he looked in the direction of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and saw that his eyes had shed tears.
وَأَيْضًا هُنَا تنبيه
أن الشيخ
أداء القراءة وأحكامها.
أن الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that here is تنبيه or bringing to our attention certain mannerisms or certain mannerisms related to the recitation of the Quran.
قارئ ومستمع.
That there is a reader or a reciter and there is the one who is listening to the reciter.
والمستمع منصف.
And that the one who's listening, that he listens to this recitation attentively.
لما أراد أن يوقف لم يقل قول صدق الله عليه.
When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted Ibn Mas'ud to stop, he didn't say صدق الله العظيم. Rather, he said حسبُكَ, which means this is sufficient or this is enough.
وبالمناسبة صدق الله العظيم لم يأتي فيها دليل لتوقف الإنسان عن القراءة. نعم القرآن كلام الله وهو صدق وحق، لكن لم يرد هذا أن إذا الإنسان انتهى عند النهاية يقول صدق الله العظيم، أو إذا أراد أن يوقف شخص يقول له صدق الله العظيم يعني يسكت. إنما الذي ورد حسبك.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that since we are on this subject, there is no proof that has come in the narrations that an individual upon stopping his recitation of the Quran that he says صدق الله العظيم. There is no doubt that what the Quran, of course the Quran is a speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is the most truthful speech without a doubt, but the individual he is to not say صدق الله العظيم upon his stopping of reading the Quran or when he stops reading the Quran, as there is no proof which signifies its legitimacy, and there is no proof that if the individual wants somebody to stop reading the Quran, that he commands him or he says, say, صدق الله العظيم. The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that when the individual, if he wants another person to stop, he states what is coming as hadith, حسبُكَ, which means this is enough or this is sufficient. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال خطب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطبة ما سمعت مثلها قط، فقال لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. قال فغطى أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوههم ولهم خنين. متفق عليه، وسبق بيانه في باب الخوف.
هذا وصف بكاءهم كيف كان أي غالب الصوت عن طريق الأنف.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is come in this hadith illustrates the crying that the Sahaba engaged in, and that this word that has come in this hadith خنين, that it is a sound which comes out of the nose.
هذا يعني منبر الإنسان دائما يعظ نفسه هذه النصوص وهذه الآيات. يذكر نفسه وإذا سمع المواعظ يستفيد ويجاهد نفسه، يجاهد نفسه لأن تتعب.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is benefited from this hadith is that the individual when he hears certain verses or he hears the verses of Quran or he hears the hadith or he hears admonishments, that the individual takes heed, that he takes heed of what is being said and the fact that he is being admonished, and that the individual is to try to struggle against himself to be affected. Because what is coming as hadith is that the Sahaba, they were affected by what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and due to this effect, they cried.
فَيُجَاهَدْ يَعْتَصِرْ هَذِهِ تَمْنَعْ خُرُوجُهَا لَيْسَ بِالسَّهْلِ.
And that the individual, he strives against himself to have this or to be affected by this in cry. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this is not easy, that it a cry, makes the individual, it causes the individual, or it requests from the individual to strive against himself. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يلج النار رجل بكى من خشية الله حتى يعود اللبن في الضرع ولا يجتمع غبار في سبيل الله ودخان جهنم. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
هذا بيان فضل البكاء من خشية الله ومنهم رجل من السبعة فاضت عينه، ذكر الله خاليه ففاضت عينه، هذا من السبعة الذين يظلهم الله بظلم.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what is mentioned in this hadith shows the merit of crying out of fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the fact that what has come in this hadith, and also what has been mentioned in another hadith, that from the seven people that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will shade on the day when there is no shade except Allah's shade, is the individual whose eyes have shed tears due to his fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وعليه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله إمام عادل والشاب نشأ في عبادة الله تعالى ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمعا عليه وتفرقا عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه متفق عليه.
هذا الشاهد.
And this is what the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala previously alluded to, that this individual, he is from amongst the seven individuals whom Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shades on the day there is no shade except his. The individual who cries, he remembers Allah by himself and or in a state of seclusion and his eyes shed tears. وعن عبد الله عبد الله بن الشخير رضي الله عنه قال أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يصلي ولجوفه أزيز كأزيز المرجل من البكاء
كأزيز المرجل من البكاء.
حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود والترمذي في الشمائل بإسناد صحيح. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala previously mentioned this hadith in the description of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's crying. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه إن الله عز وجل أمرني أن أقرأ عليك لم يكن الذين كفروا قال وسماني قال نعم فبكى أبي متفق عليه وفي رواية فجعل أبي يبكي.
هذا من الفضح.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is an example of crying due to one's happiness.
ذكرني ربي فبكى الله.
Because Ubay رضي الله عنه he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did Allah mention me by name and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated yes and due to this answer Ubay began to cry. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال أبو بكر لعمر رضي الله عنهما بعد وفاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انطلق بنا إلى أم أيمن رضي الله عنها نزورها كما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزورها فلما انتهي إليها بكت فقال لها من يبكيك أما تعلمين أن ما عند الله تعالى خير لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت ما أبكي ألا أكون أعلم أن ما عند الله خير لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكني أبكي أن الوحي قد انقطع من السماء فهيجتهما على البكاء فجعلا يبكيان معها رواه مسلم وقد سبق في باب زيارة أهل الخير. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال لما اشتد لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعه قيل له في الصلاة فقال مروا أبا بكر فيصلي بالناس فقالت عائشة رضي الله عنها إن أبا بكر رجل رقيق إذا قرأ غلبه البكاء فقال مروه فليصلي
يعني ما يسمع صوته من شرطه يغلب البكاء.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned that in this description of Aisha for Abu Bakr's prayer that the fact that due to his crying and the fact that he would cry in the salat, yeah, the people would not be able to hear his recitation. وفي رواية عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قلت إن أبا بكر إذا قام مقامك لم يسمع الناس من البكاء متفق عليه. وعن إبراهيم بن عبد الرحمن بن عوف أن عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه أوتي بطعام وكان صائما فقال قتل مسعد بن عمير رضي الله عنه وهو خير مني فلم يوجد له ما يكفن فيه ما يكفن فيه إلا بردة إن غطي بها رأسه بدت رجلاه وإن غطي بها رجلاه بدا رأسه ثم بسط لنا من الدنيا ما بسط أو قال أعطينا من الدنيا ما أعطينا قد خشينا أن تكون حسناتنا عجلت لنا ثم جعل يبكي حتى تلقى الطعام رواه البخاري.
حالة تغلب الإنسان عندما يرى يخاف أنه لا يكون من الشاكرين يخاف أنه يكون مقصر فتغلبه هذه وهذا من العمل الصالح.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is mentioned in this hadith is from the righteous actions. The individual, the fact that he has been blessed with these blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fears that he has not been thankful enough. He fears that he has fallen short in regards to that which is incumbent upon him, and due to this fact, he cries or he is saddened due to this fact.
حديث مواقف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصحابة للبكاء والخشية كثيرة.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that there are numerous hadith which, with regards to the position or with regards to certain situations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, wherein they cried due to the circumstances or due to the situation they were in. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that these narrations are numerous. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي أمامة صبي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس شيء أحب إلى الله تعالى من قطرتين وأثرين قطرة دموع في من خشية الله وقطرة دم تهرى في سبيل الله وأما الأثران فأثر في سبيل الله تعالى وأثر في فريضة من فرائض الله تعالى رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that these are considered to be righteous actions. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وفي الباب أحاديث كثيرة منها حديث العباد بن سارية رضي الله عنه قال وعظنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موئضة ظرفت منها العيون وقد
ووجلت منها القلوب
وجلت منها القلوب
وقلنا يا رسول الله كأنها موعظة مودة. إذن هذه الآثار مترتبة بكاء شفق قلب استدعاء جوارح للعمل في الفعل والترك كلها مترتبة على بعض.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is mentioned in this hadith of Irbad, the fact that they were affected by this mu'idha or this admonishment from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much so that they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, O Rasulullah, it is as if this is a farewell admonishment, so admonish us or advise us. And due to the fact of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this alludes to the progression, the fact that they were affected by what